We can't go off the full
topic. We starting off the topic. Off topic. Off topic.
What up? This is Pedicure Philosophies. Tell them about Pedicure Philosophies. What is the meaning of that?
If you never had a pedicure and you never wanted one, if you have one, it'll change your life. Just trust
Go get it. Go try it. But it's all about just relating that to life.
Meaning to life.
You have, you know, did things from before, and now you change things, and now you have a whole new outlook on life.
From an experience.
From one experience can do that.
Outlook. That's correct.
All right. So let's go. Our last episode, we kind of went off topic.
Off topic.
We never even got the topic. We're going to do that this time. But
off
go
topic.
Ahead.
We still let's off start. Topic because I love being a dad, and I never thought I knew that I was going to do my best, but, you know, I'm appreciating that I was born with less. People tell me not to say I was poor, but we was poor, right? So
when you look back at it.
When I would consider poor.
When you were in there.
Yeah. I knew we had no money.
Okay, so
I knew we had no money, and my dad would say, "You're not poor, you're broke." But the thing is that around me where I was, nobody had money. It was like the whole neighborhood was
broke. So you didn't really know you were.
And the people who were well off, you knew it. They had the houses, they had the things, and I knew it. Okay, I didn't have the designer clothes. I had to wear, you know, hand-me-downs from the uncles and whatnot.
Okay, okay.
How the oldest kid wear hand-me-downs? So, you know, and then as we came up through, we made a little more money here and there, you got. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen to not have, and where the family had to go borrow from other houses, and other houses would have to borrow.
I didn't experience that.
I did food stamps, so we had to go to the government to get money. And then I've lived where we don't need none of that, and we're doing well. We're taking trips.
Which is funny. I didn't experience that, but I experienced what the term is called house poor.
Okay.
I experienced that.
What's that?
And I only noticed that because I grew up, and I realized I grew up with mom and dad being house poor. They didn't have nothing but to pay the bills. As much as we did things.
I remember
taking a shower or a bath with pouring water in the tub.
Yeah.
And I remember chilling in the kitchen because they couldn't afford the heat, the oil for the heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They were house poor.
Yes.
They had enough to pay the mortgage to keep us here, but we didn't have this. We had clothes here and there. And you knew, as an adult now, I know when them taxes hit, that's when things came in nice.
Yeah.
Or maybe the first of the month, I was able to get, all of a sudden, I got this clothes. Yeah. Or, it's so funny, I remember the only time we would get designer clothes was when mom we get from the booster. There was a booster at her school that would get things, which I didn't realize. We just knew it was a lady that got Tommy Hilfiger.
You know, that's the hustle
man.
That's the hustle man concept, yes.
That was it. So it's just funny how you said you realized, but I didn't realize that until I got older. They were able to make me not realize it. I thought we had everything.
Right.
I can only get nice clothes once a year.
Right.
Not every time I want it, like my kids get it. Anytime they want, they're getting this, they're getting this. And again, I think it'll keep going that way. So now their kids, hopefully things will go and then they'll be the same way. But it's just funny how I feel like sometimes you don't notice how you were poor, and that's why I was asking that, or how you were broke or whatever,
right?
Because they made sure that you didn't realize it, you know?
Right, right, yeah. They made sure that we were comfortable.
And you realize certain things because you got certain friends that get this. You're like, damn, why they get that and I can't get that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is what it is. But anyway, let's not get off a topic.
It's funny because we're going to be off topic because I'm texting my oldest daughter right now, you know, saying, how is everything? And then be like, you know, did you eat and such and such and such?
Uh-huh.
And this is something where if I was somewhere and then, you know, I might have my siblings there, whatever. I'm the oldest. You know, dad might call up and be like, hey, how's everything going? You okay? And it made me feel like, yeah, I'm the old one. I'm taking care of this. And, you know, and that's just like, I'm on this side now.
So just to watch that and see how, because that does affect her. That makes her feel like, oh. And if she wasn't now, let's say she didn't see Abby in the last 10, 15 minutes, she might go over there and be like, where's Abby?
Right. Yeah. And then, I'm okay.
I mean, not Abby, Lily. Where's Lily?
Right.
Oh, okay, Lily.
Well, I was thinking the other way. Lily might go home and say, I'm a little nervous. Where's Abby? Abby's there. Okay,
yeah,
I'm okay.
But if you're texting Abby, Abby's going to be like, let me go check on my sister. I am the big sister, so let me go see. Oh, she's fine.
Right.
And keep it pushing with what she was doing.
Right. All right. Cool though.
Let's talk about realist movies.
Okay, Coolio. Yes, sir.
And when you say realist movies, I need to know what you mean. Like realist movies that were made, realist movies that a person should watch, or what? What are you looking for?
Okay, so everyone, the realist movies that everyone in the world should watch for the value of the movies.
Okay.
So we know that there's thousands.
Thousands. And we're probably not even going to think about some that are important.
Right. And these are not necessarily my favorite movies. Okay. They're just the message of what these movies, cultural significance.
Okay.
And you know me, I'm etherical. I'm always in the space, right?
Yep.
I think on at least three levels at the same time, solid, liquid, and gas, mental, physical, spiritual, however you want to say, at least three levels I think of all the ways at the same time. So whenever I watch things, these all things come to me. And also throughout the years.
Okay.
Right? Learning stuff. So the realest movies everybody should watch. And again, I'm a Star Wars fan, and Star Wars is not on this.
Wow. Okay.
The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
I would say The Wiz, but okay.
Okay. But The Wizard same and Wizard concept. Of Oz is the same concept. Same. Okay. The Wiz is The Wizard of Oz.
Of course.
Except for...
It's black people.
Except for it's black people. So all of that cool, groovy shit is distracting you from the actual hits of that.
All right, so
right,
let's name two or three hits.
The Wiz is cooler than so when you go to the poppy field, right?
Okay,
poppies. The witch is making them fall asleep. When in the Wiz, you go to the poppy fields. They went to the They went to the club. They went to the whole spot. When they had angel dust. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Right? The whole idea is this. Well, it's the distraction of drugs.
Okay.
So this is the thing. The Wizard of Oz. All right? The Wizard of Ounces. Oz. O-Z. Ounces.
Okay.
When Dorothy goes from Kansas to Oz.
She's high.
Not only is she. Yeah, she's high.
What is she high of? But where in the movie does it tell us she just did some drugs? But go ahead.
No. It's not that she's high. Because being high and doing drugs means that you have an altered state of consciousness.
You have
a different state of consciousness.
Okay.
How did she get to Oz? The tornado.
Yes.
Her house literally got high.
She literally got high in the house.
Right?
There you go. So there's the correlation
there. All of these cast of characters are now in Oz, right?
Which are really all the people that her family
are in Oz.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Except for Auntie M. Because Auntie M is her link to the real world. So in what's real? In our head or the world around us? Right? There's these contrasts.
Okay. Okay.
Black and white in Kansas. You get to Oz, everything's in color.
Yes.
So in the imaginary world is colorful, it's vivid.
Yeah.
The real world is mundane.
It's mundane.
Black and white.
Okay.
The Wizard of Ounces, when she goes and she meets the...
I like that you keep saying Wizard of Ounces.
It is. It's because the Yellow Brick Road is gold.
You're right. It is.
Right? So follow the Yellow Brick Road. It's gold. Mm-hmm. Gold is one of the only metals you can wear on your body without corroding you. I think silver and gold and maybe platinum and, you know, but it's one of the few. And for some reason, people love gold. Gold is the best conductor of electricity.
It is.
The only gold for me.
Platinum, too.
Well, maybe platinum, but okay. But gold is excellent. Gold is better than copper.
Listen,
than conducting electricity.
Bringing it to a healthcare thing with EEG, the electrodes are covered in gold.
There you go.
They're covered in gold because gold cups are the best ones.
That's
You get platinum cups, but
right.
The gold cups, that's what they're called,
right.
Are best for conducting the electricity from your brain.
Now,
so I can see it on the computer.
Now, if you put gold on your body and it is going to help your body conduct the electricity because your electrolytes, right?
Yep.
You're drinking the right things. You're doing the right things. Your salt is balanced in your body. You put some gold on in the right place, the right kind of gold.
Yeah.
And it's going to help you. It's going to be beneficial. So the Wizard of Ounces, the old is gold. The straw man is the all caps. The straw man is the fake person, the all caps ID, right? Because my name, Edward L. Moses, is in all capitals. When you know how you was taught to write your name, capital flies the first letter.
And then everything else is lowercase.
Everything that's in corporate is all in uppercase because these are straw men. These are not, this is not really me. This is a straw man. You know, when you get into understanding what the straw man is,
I never even noticed that, though.
There's a fake, there's because corporations are people.
So all my cards are like that?
All of your official cards.
All of your official cards have all capitals.
Right, because governments can't deal with people. They can only deal with corporations. So then anything that the government deals with is corporate.
Has to be all capital.
And obviously a bank thing is a corporation thing, right? Because that's not really you. This is not really me. This is a fake version of me that I signed off on.
Okay.
Real me is being sold on the market. My birth certificate. Anyway, this getting to So the straw man, when you understand that, is the fake you. You know what I mean? That's me. That's why the straw man has no brain.
Okay. Because he's just.
Because you need a brain to operate.
Yeah.
So the straw man has no brain. Even though the straw man is the smartest one.
He is.
Because the Wizard of Oz is all about confidence. At the end, when they meet the Wiz,
it's about confidence. Yeah.
So here we go.
You had it the whole time.
You just don't have no confidence. That's why he gave him a degree.
Yeah.
So the Tin Man, T-I-N, and you got a T-I-N number, your tax ID number.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Tin Man has no heart. The corporations have no heart, and they just work.
And that's exactly what the Tin Man
They work until they rust the fuck out.
Until they rust
out.
And then they just sit there.
And they just sit there until someone comes along, a human being, and then they keep going.
Okay.
But they have no heart, and, you know, again,
that's what the Wizard
the
gives
same
him.
Thing.
The heart,
the
which
Wiz
he had
them,
the heart the whole
he
time.
He says, you have a heart the whole
but
time.
But you're just not using
you're
it.
You're just not using it. So capitalism is not necessarily evil. Corporations are not necessarily evil. It's how you use these corporations, right? It's how, because when you have a corporation, we got to grow. How about we got to grow and maintain? Instead of saying we got to grow and do better than last year or more money than last year, how about we have to maintain?
Grow and maintain.
And if you continually grow and maintain, you can have a big base and you can grow up.
People don't want that. They want to go like this.
And they want to continue forever.
They don't
want
to go
this
on
right.
the peak.
They
want to
go straight
up.
Like and their base,
and that's the problem. When you're saying growing, you're growing and maintaining means taking care of the people that's building this
exactly.
business. They don't want to do that. Let's cut this. Because that would make this go like this. If I give you more, then I'm going to go like this. I might even go like this, then like this. I'm not trying to hear that at all.
So
let's just take it all so we could go like this. But fastest way to the top, you know, you're going to be.
Hey, there is, again, the Wizard of Oz is telling you that you don't, the fastest way for you might not be the fastest way for me. The fastest way for these 15 guys might not be the best way. Mm-hmm. But that's what the Wizard of Oz is also telling you at the same time. Your reality, is your reality Oz or your reality Kansas?
Yeah. Which
you know
one
what
is,
I'm saying? Which one is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, which
right?
one is it?
Okay. But
the lion is the
only character that Dorothy's hanging out with that she met out of the three of them that's actually an organic being.
You're right.
Right? The lion who lives on the savannah is the king of the jungle. Okay, anyway. So the king of the jungle is cowardly.
But
so he has all the power. He has all the prestige of all the everything, but
he's
scared to use it.
That's people.
Right? That's people. You're scared to use your brain. You're scared to use your heart. You're scared to use your power.
Holy shit.
What does
he
do?
Broke down Wizard of Oz.
When he goes in, and a lion saves them. The lion saved them in the Wiz, in the subway. Uh-huh. He saved them from whatever in the Wizard of Oz.
And he had the courage the whole time.
And the whole time, it takes the situation for the lion to activate.
There you go.
Right? So now, when he sees the wizard says, you need a medal. You need a medal to remind you that you are a hero.
There you go.
You're
Here's
a champion.
You,
You're
you've
a medal.
Done this before.
That's right. So you give, you gave the corporation, he gave him a clock. He gave the straw man a degree.
Uh-huh.
He gave the tin man a clock for time.
Okay.
Right. And then he gave the heart,
the medal to the lion.
Mm-hmm. Right. So these are just symbols to remind you, like Dumbo with the stupid magic feather, you can always fly. Just you don't need the.
You
feather.
Don't need it,
right?
It made you feel.
But
good.
People need these symbols and things.
Humans.
That's the humans.
Humans.
It's also,
need
what
those
the Bible
things.
Is saying too. You don't be human. Stop. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Dorothy has the power to go home under her feet. In the Wizard of Oz, the slippers are ruby.
Yeah.
In the Wiz, they're silver.
Yes.
Because black people want. Ching, 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 ching. And originally, it's about blood because you got blood walking on gold. The ruby red slippers represents your blood. You're a human again. So
okay,
you click your heels together. that blood, your family, ancestry. What is she remembering?
She's remembering her whole family.
And when they sing the song at the end, you always see the family in both movies.
Flying
because you're remembering your ancestry. What do we keep throwing away as people? Throwing away our forefathers, throwing away yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you That'd always the had the power the whole time. And who found out the wizard was a charlatan? Toto. Toto, kind of like the world, the dog. Dog backwards, God, right? The only one who wasn't duped by the charlatan was the one who represents God, which is your higher nature, which is your master nature, which is your thinking mind.
Yeah,
which
your instincts.
Your instincts.
The instincts.
Right.
Yep.
So it's really all about what nature has given you and what you need to really navigate this
thing.
That's
dope.
Because
I didn't even...
That's why it's that real.
That's real.
That's
real.
The Matrix.
Y'all all just learned something.
You're going to learn
something. For the Wizard of Oz, man. Now go watch it again.
And do you realize that when they in the Wizard of Oz, when they go to the Emerald City and they knock on the door and that guy's like, who do you want? What do you want? He's got this mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you're the Dorothy? This is the witch's Dorothy. And they let him in. Mm-hmm. That guy who answered the door was the Wiz.
I got to look now.
You got to look now.
I got to look. He's the Wiz. It's the same guy. It's
the same guy.
Because he lives there by himself, which we find out anyway, right?
He lives up the top by himself.
Yeah.
But the doorman, he's the doorman. He's hanging out with a bunch of people.
Ah.
No one sees the Wiz because, remember, he's that big head.
Yeah, so when he comes
down. So when he comes down through the back door,
everybody thinks he's a regular person. Yeah, that's the doorman, but it's not. And it would make sense that he'd be the doorman because he's got to check anyone that comes in. Because if I get the wrong person in here, they're going to expose me.
This is the way that the powers that be are keeping us. They and they tell us. They tell us. I like that. Do that again. Hey. All right. They tell us.
It was dope. Just everything.
The pact that they make, they have to tell us. Yeah. The so-called devil has to tell us plans. They have to.
Yeah.
Because you have to agree to everything.
That's how it works.
You gotta agree to everything.
Yep. Devil's Advocate, the movie.
Right.
Free will.
There you go.
That's another real movie.
That's real.
It has to be. What was he doing? He was fighting to make him want to do this because if he doesn't want to do it, I can't do this.
So when we're running around talking about.
So I trick him.
Exactly.
I gotta trick him.
Trick him
to make him.
And he's necessary. He's needed because if he doesn't do, they won't do. Then what happens? The guy he works with, works for, God, whoever you want to say, the plan that they have can't go forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's needed there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? There you go. Okay.
All right. Next movie.
The Matrix.
All right. Very important.
2000 version of The Wizard of Oz.
First, I don't want to say believe, but. You know, it was said that there was a black woman that wrote that.
She did. Her name was Sophia Stewart.
And they stole it from
her. It was Terminator and the Matrix. She wrote them all. It was called Third Eye. It was a paper that she wrote.
And then they took that, made movies, never gave her nothing.
Never gave her nothing.
That's stealing.
She won. straight stealing.
That's stealing.
They said in the court that they stole that. Yeah,
like you just can't do that. But, okay.
She won. I don't know if she got money, but she won. So
she won to say that she
right.
did.
Right. But do you know, as I'm watching The Matrix, have you ever seen the Animatrix?
No.
Watch the Animatrix. One in particular was when the robots formed their own society and then the humans attacked the robots. That is the bridge between the Terminator and the Matrix. Because while I'm watching these movies, I'm like, why does this feel like the Terminator?
Because that's what,
But that's and when
I guess the Matrix is.
The Matrix is the second part.
It's the future of the Terminator, which makes sense.
When the robots won.
After
the whole wars and everything. Because what happened? The humans. You know they're talking about doing this too? The humans blocked out the sun
Because they thought that's where they got the power.
That's where they got the powers from, which it were.
Exactly. The robots we were the ones that scorched the sky because we thought that's where their power came from.
Right. Now, the robot said, all we need is electricity.
And the best source of electricity is your human mind. You are nothing but electricity.
Again, we're batteries for the society. Everything comes from us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All of us is a bunch of Dorothys, not knowing ourselves.
Yeah. Literally. You
know? Literally, that's what
literally.
It is.
Literally, we can literally, and it's so crazy, like, you literally, and that's why I don't want to say you know, don't believe, but it's more of just, I believe in energy. Like, you literally can manifest. You can do all those things. Yes, it takes concentration. Yes, it takes time. Yes, it takes practice. But you can manifest. All you're doing is giving the energy. That's it.
That's
energy.
It.
This universe is all about energy.
That's it.
Once you give it, it will give back.
That's correct.
If you want something, you can do it.
That's correct.
It's amazing how energy works, yo.
That's correct. So when you know that, and this is what you were alluding to earlier, why would they give you the keys? So they're not going to teach you to believe in yourself. They're not going to teach you to, I don't like to say believe in, but you know, they're not going to teach you to believe these things.
Because they know if you do that, you can actually make it happen.
But again, they sit around and tell you that even something solid has more space in it than not. Well, as soon as you start learning quantum theory, then you start to understand that
nothing is solid. Matrix,
nothing is solid. Nothing is real.
There are nothing but particles.
There are
molecules.
We can touch a world that does not obey the rules of our physical world here, and the only difference is that it's infinitesimal small. It's that much smaller.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
So then we can understand that there's a cosmos out there that has its own set of rules that may not necessarily function the way we function.
Mm-hmm.
So then why are everybody stuck being like, this has to be this and this has to be that?
Because that's what they want.
That's okay.
They pump it
and
to
the
you.
Distract. That's
they
what
pump
they want.
It to you.
But as
back
the human
to the
being, as the personal human being, this is the thing. As me as a personal person, I was like, I don't have to believe that. I'll put down whatever answer you want me to put, but I don't believe
that. I don't have to believe that.
I'm not going to believe that. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it takes confidence. It's a lot. Again. That's a whole nother one. So the Matrix, and here's the realest part of the Matrix, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Not just when he woke up and got flushed and it was like, oh, shit, I'm in, you know. The realest part of the Matrix was when the guy betrayed them. And I'm sorry, I got to get his name because I got to call people this.
Cypher?
That's what it was his name, Cypher?
I think it was Cypher.
The bald guy.
Yeah, was it Cypher?
I thought Cypher was the younger guy who was born into the born in out of captivity. Whatever.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Who
the guy were. Said this, and this is real. He said,
Dozer was his big brother. I remember that. Dozer was his big brother, and then I don't remember.
You
know, whatever.
You don't make me look up.
Yeah, because I remember Dozer was the big brother.
Boy, I wish we had a device where you could just tap in some words and, you know.
Cypher, Dozer.
We're getting. Characters. It's cast the characters. Whatever.
Damn, why do I think it's Cypher?
No, I shouldn't say Cypher. Yeah, his name is Cypher.
Cypher.
Yeah, Cypher.
Right?
Joe Pantoliano.
Who is this guy?
What's Joe Pantoliano? His Tank.
Tank and Dozer, right?
Tank and Dozer. Dozer was his
Dozer
big brother.
Dozer was the big brother.
Yeah, that's Tank. Dozer right there. Right?
Yep, Dozer.
Right.
Yep, and then it was Cypher.
Yeah, and Cypher. So okay. Here we go. Cypher, when he makes the deal to betray them, right? Yep. And the guy is even like, you know that this is fake. You want to go back? He's like, I don't care if it's fake.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been eating smush. He's like, I want to taste a steak.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's real. I just want to, I want to believe it. And I think, again,
but
why?
Is that also because that's where he came from?
Because he
does
knows
Tank
he
have the
see,
same thing.
Tank cannot. No, Doja
don't
can.
Know what
Doja can, but Tank can't.
Because Tank was born here.
Tank was
Tank
born outside.
Knows the mush.
He only knows the
that's
mush.
That's it. I don't know what a steak is.
Right. Right.
There you go.
The mush is delicious as a steak to me, or it's as satisfying. But because Cypher was inside and he knew the illusion and he lived it and he felt the illusion, him being outside in reality. He does not want reality.
Yeah, he said this. His words and was, this ain't reality. All I do is take orders from this guy and eat mush all day.
Right.
That's what? It.
I don't want this.
At least before, I could do whatever I want. And
he doesn't care about the cause.
Nope.
He doesn't care about the future. All he cares about is what he's going through and how many people are that.
Because I'm going to be honest. So I've wrestled with this myself. Would I want that?
That's what you got to wrestle with.
Because would I want that? Yes, I want to know the real world. I want to know that. But imagine if you can have everything you want in this fake world.
Yeah.
They put you in, the robots come to you and be like, yo, bro,
yeah,
I can give you anything you want. Like, and it could be anyone. You can be the Beyonce in your world.
Yeah.
I give y'all all y'all world y'all want.
Yeah.
I will put all your people asleep. You will have your children.
Yeah.
You will have this.
Yes.
You'll have everything that you want. You'll be rich. You can enjoy it. All I want is your body for energy so my species can keep going. You cool? What do you say? Do you say yes? I mean, it's like, isn't this what we're fighting for? I'm doing all that I do to live this life, and why not? Almost like,
right.
So I want to be real. Okay, I want it to be real. The only reason I can say is that I want it to be real is because what happens when, like, as you saw in the Matrix, as Matrix 1, 2, 3 kept going, the machines started fighting against each other. Now I'm stuck in between, and now I'm fucked because I'm losing everything because y'all are fighting and whatever, and I'm the last thing y'all gonna care about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all reset my head in a heartbeat. I don't mean anything at this moment. So that would be a reason, but do you want to sit in the real world and fight and live within this? I understood Cypher. I understood what he felt.
Right.
My thing is, you have to do something evil to, you know what I'm saying, to do it.
Well, that's the point. Well, that's the point.
That's the messed up.
We're in a war.
You have to do something evil.
We're in a war. You're gonna, yes.
You have to do something evil. And that was the problem. But what bothered me a little bit was almost the greed of the machines. Because if you remember what they said, humans aren't being born no more. They're being harvested, right?
Yep.
So they can make us. They're probably taking the DNA from the woman, taking it at, growing it in the
They're literally pod. Doing it, yes. They're growing They're literally it doing it, yes.
So why do you need the mainframe of Scion? Why do you need to get to these other humans?
Because
why? Because they're going to fight against you? That's why?
Because.
If they're going to stay here and not bother you, you're going to take these humans. When they flush, you can go. I'm going to create thousands more.
Right.
You stay here. I stay here. I feel like as a machine, wouldn't that be logical? Like, and that's what machines are supposed to be. We're logical. Hey, we can both exist. You stay here. I stay here. You can have your real world in your mush.
You didn't see the Animatrix.
I did.
So what happened was that's what the robots said. They said, okay, you know, we don't like the way you treat. We're going to go over here. And they had a city in Africa or a country in Africa.
They did that, in the last one.
In what?
In the last Matrix. That's what it was about. Remember, there was humans and machines working together. It was like the war stopped.
Right.
Because they was like, whoever you, we're not looking for your people to flush out. Right. But if they come, they come. If they don't, whatever.
I got you. But let me do this. I'm just going to stick it to the first Matrix.
Okay,
right?
Stick with that.
Because it's a different, it gets a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
The initial energy. So, because number one, once the guy wakes up, why are you flushing them? Why don't you just chop their heads off, take
their sperm,
and make somebody new?
Why are you?
So, again, what contracts are we making, right? What programs are we working with, right? Because everything is a program. Robots are programmed. Computers are programmed. So, and another thing is, Are the robots here to destroy, or the Matrix, do the robots want to destroy humans? So when they do let you get flushed, you know, maybe their thing is don't harm the humans. Because again, in the Animatrix, they went and said, we're going to go over to our own place in Africa. And they did. And then
that makes
the humans kept bothering them. They went to the United Nations and they said, hey, listen, you guys keep bothering us and we just want to be, you know, free and just please pleading, leave us alone. Mm-hmm. Then the humans get an all out assault on the robots. So
you know, that's
here
a
we
movie,
have
right?
That's the Animatrix.
No, there's a movie with Denzel Washington's son called The Creator, and that's what it's about.
I got to watch it.
That's exactly but what it's about. They go to the AI.
Yeah.
They go to a particular place and the humans are trying to wipe AI out.
Right, yes.
And it's like, why? They said,
I'm
leaving.
Because they're fear.
I'm going to come over here and live and we're AIs over here.
Yeah.
And the humans kept trying to find them to kill them all.
Yeah, yeah, right.
To get rid of them because there was some nuclear bomb that went off that they said AI did, so they were mad at them for the rest of their life.
So what happens in the Matrix is that they have to get Scion because if you know that there's a human, the humans are going to destroy you. You know if
you know a
statistics,
human.
Statistics. If you have more than a certain amount of humans,
they're all gonna
statistically
say,
one of out of every 12 is gonna try.
Is gonna
want to
try to kill
you. So robots do computations, right?
So I need all of y'all in these pods.
So I need all of y'all in these
because
pods.
Because I can't trust.
And even though we have a no harm human protocol, unless you attack us first, when we flush you, we still have to, you know, make sure that we have a way to defend ourselves, and we're going to kill you if you come at us.
Yeah.
You know, so
you're right, because they could have just shot. You know what? That shit is crazy, yo, that I never thought about it like that, that maybe it was one of those iRobot things, the three laws, right?
Right.
Where I can't harm a human.
Right.
Yes, I'm enslaving you, but right. I'm doing it for your own good, and I can't harm you, so that's why I flush your ass, because I can't do nothing. I flush you down in there. I can't harm you. Now, if you drown and die, well, it is what it is.
Right.
But I can't harm you.
Right.
Now, that's when they come and pull you out the damn water.
They pull you out the damn water. And,
but, and then bring you here. But right. Wow.
And then what does the humans keep doing? They keep going back into the Matrix, trying to free people, trying to. It ain't like y'all just went over there and just chill. Yeah. Y'all just keep coming back.
And keep fucking with
you,
us.
You started this, B.
Yeah, leave us alone.
But see, at this point in the Matrix, this is. If not decades, this is hundreds of years. So nobody in the Matrix even knows this. And the fucked up part about Cypher is that he took the red pill. Remember, Morpheus gave everyone the choice. So he took the choice. Now he's just going back. So you regret.
But I guess
choice.
Again. You think in the beginning, like, this is what I want. I want to know the real until you get to the real.
And you
like,
and now, but then now you want to turn around.
This ain't for me.
Again, don't talk to me. Because when I open up books, I open up books and information. You
but
can't
let me
go
ask
back
you a question.
From.
What do you think would have happened if Cypher went to an agent or went to wherever and was like, "Listen, I don't want to give you anything. I don't want to do anything. Can you just put me back in?"
Yeah, put him back in.
No.
For what? What is it?
Boom,
for
you
us?
Dead.
Yeah. What is it for us? No.
Yeah, there's nothing in it for us. Yeah. I guess so.
You know, like we don't. Yeah.
All right.
Remember, you made your decision.
Yeah,
bro.
You made your decision. So
on,
now
you
live
on
with
the
it.
Bus, live. Yeah, you want a charter bus. You going.
You going.
When you get to your door. Yeah, well, hey. Right. So, okay. In and Out.
What's that?
In and Out.
Oh, the
Animated cartoon.
The Emotions movie.
The Emotions movie.
That was a dope movie. That was such a dope movie, yo.
Riley.
Literally. I don't remember it so much, though, but I just remember it just going through.
Riley was a kid, like 10, 11, 12, living in Montana or Minnesota, uh-huh. And then they moved to San Francisco.
That's when everything
while
gets,
she's having her, you know, her time. Like, it's just around puberty, too. So inside her head, this is where the main characters are, is joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust. Those are the main emotions that are driving Riley's feelings or whatever.
Anger. Disgust.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Joy. Sadness.
Sad.
Fear.
And fear. Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah, I remember.
Yep. So basically, why I think everyone should watch this movie, because it puts it in perspective of how you, your mind and your consciousness and your emotions are like, every one of your emotions are like little people. And then your consciousness is not them. Because Riley is not the emotions, but the emotions are controlling
and
influence her actions.
Yeah.
So when Joy left, because Joy is like, oh my God, first of all, Joy is the main rider. When you're a child, Joy is your main driver.
Yep, I remember.
Right?
That. Yeah.
So when Joy left because of sadness,
sadness came.
Oh, touching everything and, you know.
Which I didn't like that they made sadness overweight. I didn't like that.
I never thought of that.
Did you notice that?
I never thought of that. No.
Like, why?
I never thought of that.
Was that like
I'm on the colors, but I never thought of that.
Was that like a little subconscious thing to our children?
It probably is, because when you say,
like,
sad,
oh,
you
don't
eat.
Be overweight because you're going to be sad.
You know what? I think people are so.
So now the kid that is overweight watching this says sadness looks just like me.
Me.
Oh, I'm sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, well, go ahead. Keep going.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like
that. You know what? We talked about compassion. Because we've been talking about that because of the bullying issue stuff in kids in the school. But that's very interesting. I know color-wise that sadness is blue, because when you're sad, you're blue.
Blue.
But that's what I was into. But joy is the main rider. Then sad goes. And then sad is running around. And then she's got to get sad. And then all of these worlds.
I thought she was gray.
Sad is blue.
She was blue? I thought she was gray. Right.
The worlds that was broken down started turning gray.
Okay.
You know, she lost her imaginary friend, all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, she had places for everything.
Yeah.
And those places
started
breaking
collapsing.
Down
I remember
as
that.
Her reality starts changing. Mm-hmm. And again, The Matrix, The Wizard of Oz, In and Out, we're all talking about what we consider this reality versus the internal, into the mind, otherworldly. You know, it's always these contrasts, right? So then what happens? You know what I learned from In and Out? That when you wake up in the middle of the night, I have bad dreams so that you can pee. So we used to be like, Lily used to have a lot of bad dreams, nightmares and what, but we worked on that. But now when Lily wakes up, she got to go to pee. Come here, Lily. Let's go to the potty. When fear took over, fear took over. Remember they was doing the dreams and they're showing a movie for the dreams and then person puts on the costume and it's like a stupid thing, but it looks really dope. When it's like a stupid mask or a helmet or whatever, but when you get in front of the camera, it looks like the whole dog or it looks like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? So fear gets out there. And he's like, don't know what to do. He's running around. And he's pushing buttons and all that. Then next thing you know, the dog, there's two guys. There's all these workers, these little minion type workers. Mm-hmm. So there's two guys, one for the back of the dog, one for the front of the dog. And they're running around. But then the costume breaks in half. Mm-hmm. So then in the camera view, it looks like the dog is actually ripped. And now you got the bottom part of the dog and the top part of the dog. Oh, and it's one of those crazy things. And this has happened. It's like, oh, my God. And Riley wakes up. And I don't know if she goes to the bathroom then, but I'm like, holy shit, fear is doing that. So, because fear was trying to wake her up. Riley, wake up, Riley.
Wake up.
You're going to get a fearful dream to wake up. Why? Because you don't want to pee in the bed. Because you know if you pee in the bed, you failed. You're embarrassed. You might get in trouble or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So that fear is making you wake up. So these are the things that why I say in and out is so important.
That's funny, though, because fear not... metaphorically that nightmare usually means something and that could wake you up from whatever in your life. I can't do this anymore, and that's what it's waking you up from. You can't do this no more. But go ahead, keep going.
So anger was red and dad
and
was
fiery. She was pissed off. I remember when she got mad at the table and knocked everything off.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
where Riley is balancing her emotions, Dad's all but anger. Dad's main emotion is anger, and there's all a bunch of angers, right? Mm-hmm. Mom's main emotion is sadness. Mom's main drive was sadness.
Okay.
And then there's disgust. You need disgust to keep you from hurting yourself, like germs and such and such and such.
Yeah. So to say this is nasty.
All the emotions have their reasons and they all have their strongest points. And at the end of the movie, joy and sadness learn how to cooperate and they learn that these orbs of memories are not just happy, sad, whatever. There can be a mishmash of things.
Everything.
So it's about emotional intelligence.
Balance. It's about balance and that's learning the balance.
And that's In and Out. This is a child's movie and it's fantastic.
It's good. It was a great movie. I did like that movie.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
Encanto. Disney's killing it.
Yeah. Encanto.
Encanto.
Was a great movie.
Great movie.
That was the one with...
the casita. The house.
With the house and all the magical. And it was... What was the famous song? What's the song with the uncle or...
Well, Bruno, we don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, we don't
Bruno.
That's the movie, right? We don't talk about Bruno. That song did numbers, bro.
Yeah, did it?
Hell yeah, look it up.
Fantastic. All the songs in it.
Numbers, like, what the hell?
That's awesome.
It's crazy, but go ahead.
Also, the writer, Lin-Manuel, he did Hamilton.
I don't know who the writer was, so.
He's Lin-Manuel. He's a rap, bro. Hip-hop.
That name sounds familiar.
Hip-hop is responsible for Encanto. Because hip-hop is responsible for Lin-Manuel, because Lin-Manuel is hip-hopper. And I hope I'm saying his name right.
Yeah, because
he did The Heights. That wasn't as big, but then he did Hamilton. He's the writer of Hamilton.
Of the play?
He's a Spanish guy from Washington Heights. And he's known. He's a rapper. And he was on...
this guy.
He was on... Yes, that's him. Lin-Manuel. He was like, Miranda? He was on How I Met Your Mother when Marshall is sitting there with the baby and then they're rapping on the bus and then they're like reaching for words.
Hamilton,
it was really good.
In the Heights. Mary really good. Poppins.
Really good. Oh, look at that.
Encanto.
Yo.
TVO. Little Mermaid.
My dude is awesome. My dude is awesome. And the way that he... Yo... Just again.
He did a lot of stuff.
They told us that hip hop wasn't nothing. And look at what this dude has done.
Yeah.
And he will tell you about his hip hop roots. So Encanto, here's the main thing. Like everybody should watch it. The mother went crazy. The grandmother, she went crazy. You know, the kids were born with superpowers. Bruno's power was to predict the future or tell you what was going on. She.
Well, why'd she go crazy? She didn't go crazy.
She did go crazy.
Why? Because she casted out her son, Bruno?
Come on, how you going to cast out your son? That's the dude hiding in the walls. Yeah. And then the girl who can hear everything knew she was there all the time. He's like, I knew he was there. I heard him. Why didn't you say anything? Yeah, because everybody's scared of the grandmother, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the grandmother's going nuts. But what happened in Encanto?
But is she going nuts?
She went nuts.
She's protecting her family.
And doing so, but she went nuts. She ended up being the villain.
She was protecting her family, though.
She was protecting the family. But when protecting your family goes so far, when you out of balance.
This, to me, now relates to the Bible. Our elders held on to that Bible so tight, even though it made no sense on certain things.
And it went too far.
And you were making me do this and do that, which made no sense. But again, that elder was doing what they thought was right.
They knew
for all these years, if we don't talk about Bruno, life goes on.
I
love you, Bruno, but I can't sacrifice this entire family just to have you here. Because when you're here, everything goes to shambles. So, my man, you got to go on the walls.
That's the wrong way, because you're blaming Bruno for bringing it to shambles when Bruno is only telling you what's happening in the future.
Yeah, you know,
he's not making it go. And then she blamed Mirabel. But what happened anyway? The house fell apart.
Yeah.
The house, Mirabel, neither Bruno nor Mirabel was making the house fall apart. It was falling apart.
It was falling
the
apart.
Candle was going out.
Mm-hmm.
So our elders are just holding on to something, and it's not real.
Not real.
So what happens now in our real world? So you mean to tell me now that you're beating up people for being a homosexual when these are perfect people? They're just fine people. They're doing things, and so what, they sleep with whomever, they love whomever. That's got nothing to do with you personally, right? Yet in your Bible, you're doing it because your Bible says that man and woman shouldn't sleep, or you shouldn't treat men like women. You shouldn't treat men like women like men. When the man in the Bible represents logic and the woman in the Bible represents emotion. So they say, don't let your logic do what your emotions do.
Which makes sense.
So that's what they're saying. When they're saying women are not, don't govern, they're not saying
women.
They're saying
your
emotions. You don't govern from your emotions. You recognize your emotions and you govern from logic. That's what's being said.
Bro,
so you hold on to that so hard and you messing up your own society.
That part right there, I wish everybody can hear. We got that part right there.
Yeah, run it back.
Yeah, this was 41.
Run it back.
I'm going to remember 41, that because that right there is the truth.
Come
on. And that is why we are in this patriarchy is because of that text that said woman and men.
Bam.
And instead of looking at it as emotions versus logic, that's it.
That's it. That's what it's about.
Again, we go back to episode, I don't know, that we just did. We were saying that in this Bible, they put the word man and woman, but where they got this information from, the word really was logic and emotion, but you didn't know how to say it.
But you didn't know
how. So you said men and women. And now I don't want to say idiots. These people are following you, making you believe that women are lower than men. And dude, they're not even talking about. A man can have too much emotions. You got too much emotions, bro. You have so much emotions that you're not doing logical things.
That's correct.
That has nothing to do with the fact that you're a man, you're a woman, or whatever. No one should be doing that. You got to think logically.
That's
so crazy. But anyway, let's not go off on a tangent.
That's correct.
So let's keep going with Encanto. So yeah.
Oh, and the other thing, okay, so besides the wonderful music and all that, Mirabel, she didn't get a gift, right? So then the grandmother, again, tossed her. Oh, you didn't get a gift, so the grandmother's,
aside.
You lost it. But here's the enemy. The grandmother was confused, and the enemy is actually the grandmother's fear, right?
Yes.
Because in most movies, especially Disney movies, you'll have a actual enemy who's coming to try to kill you or trying to do something. Mm-hmm. Now, besides the beginning of the movie when the husband, the grandfather was, killed and, they had to run into the Encanto. But inside the Encanto, there was all safety. Mm-hmm. So the enemy became grandma's fear, Alma's fear.
Yeah.
That's what became the enemy. So now we finally have a movie that you can have. You don't necessarily have to show, kissing and sexy sex scenes. And also you can have an enemy that's ethereal. That's an imagined enemy.
Or fear.
Not actually a person.
Yeah, it was her.
And I think that's also a great writing point, because now that we come to this place where we used to have great movies, scripts, and then we have a lot of great graphics, now we're getting to the point where we can combine great graphics with great script again by people thinking more out the box.
That's right.
So just for in movies, Encanto actually gets that extra boost for that. Yep. For that there. So that's why I think it's important and everybody should watch it.
All right. We need to do this. Maybe we do one of these per episode, Joe. Yeah. We should do this. Right? Yeah. This would be good.
And, the last one is?
What's the last one?
Ready Player One.
There we go. So you finally watched it.
You know I did.
Tell me that wasn't
Oh! Yo, with the Back to the Future car?
That was a great movie, yo. I'm telling you, that was a great movie, yo. He had the Back to the Future car.
Back to the Future car. What?
So that was a dope movie because, for me, I can see the world actually that happening.
Yes.
Like, it's literally happening now.
It's happening now.
Slowly. Like, I have a VR. Yes. I have the Meta, the Oculus.
Yes.
Where I literally can live in these different worlds. And if I just kept that on my face, I can literally live in wherever I want.
You can be in the virtual world.
Yep.
You can make the virtual money. You can convert that to real life money. You can buy things that get shipped to your house. You can put those things on, and then you can utilize them back in the virtual world.
It's
and you
dope.
Never left. And what do you now care about? Here we go again. Here you're in the Matrix voluntarily without a computer kicking you in the face, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't care about the mush, or let's say not necessarily mush because that's food, but look at the way people's houses look, right? They was living in all these trailer things.
Yeah.
Nobody really cared. Because I'm not thinking about this all
this
day.
Don't
all
matter.
I gotta do is like sleep.
That's it.
When I wake
sleep,
up, I'm in this.
And I gotta go make money however I could do it to purchase the things
well,
I need.
Well,
but I can make money inside.
And I can look how I wanna look, and I can feel how I wanna feel, and I can sleep with who I wanna sleep with, and I could run around, and my virtual house is what's up, right?
Yeah.
So here we go.
I love that movie.
You
man.
Take a guy like me. No longer wants to live in a mansion, like a little 1-2 bedroom spaces, good enough for me, right? I don't want a lot of friends, right? I want a minimal diet because I don't want a lot of just all this food I used to eat. It's crazy,
yeah.
So what do I really like to do? Well, number one, I like to play video games. I like to research, right? So if I have some way where I can put onto this device, I can go meet my friends. Let me see. I got to exercise my body, and I like when my body moves. So now they do have these platforms where you can run and move.
You
can
run. Multi-directional thing. You locked in.
Right?
So you working out. And I'm pretty sure in that world, there was workout areas.
The workout area. There's
everything.
Right now, you get on your Oculus. You go.
You can box.
I box on my. Yo, the demo.
Hell of a
workout. That's a hell of a workout.
What?
Right?
It's real.
The only problem that I have with Oculus is my eyes.
It hurts
your
eyes.
Because it being on my eyes. So if that was not a factor,
why wouldn't I be on it all the time?
Why wouldn't I do this
all the time? It's so funny as you talk about that. So there's this, I think I told you about it, the Infiniverse. Have you ever heard of the Infiniverse? I was heavy into this a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago, where I was buying property and all these things and like that. But it was a community of people within this. We literally was on this thing every night.
Right.
Every night I got on, the kids went to sleep. Around 9:30, wife went to sleep. I'm putting this on, and I'm on this thing till 1 in the morning.
Right.
With actual friends coming over to my flat.
Right.
Chilling out with me. We're shooting little movies. We're doing different things. We built a Black Wall Street. There was a music industry, a music city. There was this, there was that. It was so crazy. And then literally I put it down for a couple years. And then the other day, well, like a year maybe, I put it down. So the other day, maybe like a month ago, I went back on and people on there like, oh, what up, Super? And it's like I ended up wanting to just go and go check on things. I was in there for another 45 to an hour because I saw all the people I remember. They remember me. And it was just like, yo, that feeling, especially for a person that doesn't want to be in the world, that was like perfect for certain people.
Right.
Because you're shielded by this. If anything gets uncomfortable, you take it off. And it was just like, yo, now you go from the Infiniverse to things like Alt Space, which was like, I don't know why they got rid of it. Alt Space was even better because now they were doing concerts, parties. You literally can watch an MMA fight. We're not ready for watch. That yet. They got it was amazing.
The money. It's a money thing.
Yeah, it was a money
thing. Yeah, who controls
They still got it. Money. They got Horizon, so they still do it. But it's not as big as it was before where you could literally go and watch
a concert. Wasn't Snoop Dogg trying to have a concert?
Snoop Dogg did tons of stuff in Horizon. Yeah, right. And in Alt Space. He did tons of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
But again, it was a community. It was dope. It brought money in because let's say especially in Alt Space, if you wanted to build a club, which I did with my group of people, there was someone we had to go to there. And we paid her real money. And she was making real money in this fake world building. I forgot her name, but everyone knew this is who you go to go get this club built or go get this apartment built. Right. And she was doing all that.
Dope.
It just was dope. So I see Ready Player One really being our future. So now some people may say it's bad, right?
Somebody is always going to say it's bad.
It's bad because you can also look at it like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie. What's the movie with Bruce Willis? And you sit inside with this thing on your face, and then it's like a mechanical body that walks around in the actual world. And it looks like you, but it's really not. It's fit. It's everything. I can't remember.
With Bruce Willis. With you sure Bruce it's not with Willis. Hugh Jackman?
No. With Bruce Willis. Oh, damn, what was it? I got to find this. Bruce Willis. Well, it starts with an S.
With an S? Yikes.
Avatar. Surrogates.
Oh, Surrogates. Okay.
Where you sit in there with this thing on your face, and then that's what he looks like. In the
Right.
The problem was that when you're sitting there, people was overweight, fat as hell, just sitting there.
Yes.
So now do you run that risk by bringing something like Ready Player One for the person that can't afford the multi-directional thing to run around and they can only afford the Oculus one? So now they're just sitting there not moving.
There are people right now that do that now.
Yeah. Don't go to the gym. You're right. But then the question is, does society, does the world have a effect on that? You're making it easier for me.
You know,
everybody can right now eat pounds of sugar, right? Yes. We could do that. Yes. But what they stopped doing was selling the large size of McDonald's drink. Because they said even though I can go get 40 little ones, I'm not gonna sell you the big one anymore. So now the big gulp is no such thing no more because people were drinking them too much.
It's not about people. It's about being sued. So McDonald's is not gonna have their coffee that hot, that apple pie that hot. They're not gonna have that big drink. Big gulp is not gonna have that big gulp because some irresponsible person gonna say, "I'm this way because of them."
So that's what I'm saying when it comes to.
It's not about caring about people because we have. I looked the other day. There was a guy wearing a plastic bag on a train with no shoes. Okay, so it's not like we care about people. Yeah. We have this homelessness thing.
Yeah, but
we have
we
all
know
these
the truth, but
people.
We also got to look at if we were to really have a Ready Player One, could that really happen?
Anything could happen, and it will happen. You'll have people sitting around because you have people sitting around today. Is it the fault of the television? Is it the fault of the couch?
I mean, that's what
have you ever
do.
Seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape with Leonardo DiCaprio when he was a kid?
No.
It was all about his mother was obese, like 600 pounds in the room, and he's her servant. And she's like, get this, do this, da da da. Then he falls in love with somebody, and it destroys the whole family dynamic because he's now trying to live a life.
But
it's her choice. And this is the argument. People be like, oh, da 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 da. Somewhere along the line, it was your choice to stop moving. And so, you know, some people have health conditions where they're going to gain weight. They got thyroid problems. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about because if you lost your leg and now you can't run, nobody's expecting you to jog, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you lost your leg and you choose not to use your arms, well, now you got a choice. That's a choice you're making.
You choosing not to.
You know, and then you can sit around and say, well, it's depression. It's this, it's that. We all go through it. I got beat a lot. I'm depressed. I got betrayed a lot. I'm depressed. You know, some people, depression kills them. Some people come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
regardless of what, let's call a spade a spade. We can't sit there and say that we live in this culture that loves people when we have GMOs. Nobody, you can but sell food that's not really food, mm-hmm. right? You have all of, we have enough space, but people are still homeless, right? We have enough money, but people still suffer from health related illnesses, and I can't afford the shot. So we can't sit around and say we care about people.
We can't say we care about people when the death penalty is still an option.
And there you go. I didn't even think about that.
Somebody, they just did that. They just did that. It was on the news or something like that. Right. They just did that in some wherever.
You're killing
whatever
whoever
state,
you choose.
Whatever state it was, they still have that, which That's is why, insane to me. Like, you still can kill a person, like, and justify it because of what they did. What... Anyway, that's a whole other topic.
And so you're playing God. So don't tell me about abortion and this, all this. We're playing God all day.
Yeah.
And we don't care that much. So
all right, so back to Ready Player One.
Give me the Ready Player One. Give me the GOAT. Give me the GOAT. Give me the technology. Give me the all of this stuff. And then if I destroy myself, let me destroy myself because you don't really care anyway.
So you're right. And I think that
just like
the movie was. Go ahead.
I didn't think remote learning was great, and I wish that it didn't happen to my kids. But I realized that for some people who are in places with no access, remote learning is a great thing for them. For some people who had problems and bullying and stuff like that, it was great for them. And if I did not have kids when we had that pandemic lockdown, it would have been easy for me. I don't have the problem with a lot of people be like, oh, my God. No, it was easy. The hardest thing was I had kids. Huh?
I'm the person that needed.
So that just shows you once this might be good for one, it might not be good for another. But we should not do it for that. We should do all we can.
Yeah.
Yo, this is cool.
This is great. I think we're gonna do this every episode. We gotta at least pick one movie and then just go through it. But this episode was all movies.
To me, this was the realest movies that everyone needs to watch.
But we also need to, there's other movies out there that we probably are not thinking of.
That
we can add to that movie and those real things.
That's what's up.
All right, so we're going to wrap up this episode.
Yes, sir.
I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Like, share, subscribe. Do what you do.
Word.
You know what it is. This is Pedicure Philosophies.
Pedicure Philosophies.
We will see you. Ha! Yeah.